The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You can't have two masters. Jesus said so. So how do you address mammon and worship? Stick around. Mammon and Worship. That is the title of our message today here on Times of Refreshing with Pastor Napoleon Kaufman from The Well, a Christian community here in Livermore, California. Well, we are back in Matthew chapter 6 today, looking at verse 24 and this Mammon and Worship as we continue our series on worship. Take a few moments. Join us today as we get some clarification from God's Word on how money, things, and worship all tie in. Here's Pastor Napoleon Kaufman once again with today's broadcast of Times of Refreshing.
Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. Sufficiency, this word contentment, it means sufficiency with oneself as spoken of a satisfied mind or disposition. Sufficiency within oneself, as spoken of, a satisfied mind or disposition. Now, this is such a beautiful thing because God doesn't mind us wanting things and desiring things, and that would be nice, and man, I wish I had that. But with what you do have, do you appreciate it? Do you appreciate that? And does that appreciation settle your spirit and cause you to be at peace within yourself? And I like this because this word was tied to self-sufficiency, that within yourself you've come to the conclusion that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Whether I'm on the highest mountain or I'm in the deepest valley, I'm still at rest within myself because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And there's a sufficiency within my heart and my mind that causes me to be content, to be contented, and to have a satisfied mind and disposition. Think about it, what I'm saying, because part of this is this mindset is going to help us to get delivered from that spirit of mammon. Because ultimately, the devil, he's the one who wants to dangle before you more and more stuff. Well, why doesn't God give you that? All these trees in this garden. All these trees. And God says, this one tree, don't touch that. Don't mess with that one. All you can have all of these. They're all yours. But that one right there. And then what does the devil do, y'all? He comes along. He says, hey, why don't you try that tree right there? And because she wasn't self-sufficient and have a sense of rest and gratitude and I wrote this down here, satisfaction, she's looking around and says, well, I want that one. Well, what about all these other ones? No, I want that one. It's amazing how human nature always wants the one that you don't have. I know I'm preaching this morning, y'all. Come on, we don't walk through this. It's like you have all these dresses, but you see this one. You have all these cars, but you want that one. You have a nice place to live, but I want to. And then what happens is the one thing that God's saying, just no. And sometimes in our lives, it's not a matter of not giving it to you. It's a matter of timing. Yeah. But we don't want to wait. Or it's a matter of you saving up more of your money so that you can get that someday. But we don't want to wait. And so what happens is we look around and God's saying, I'm giving you all this, but you're not satisfied with this. Because lust is never satisfied, y'all. It always wants more. Well, the God of Mammon just comes alongside, and what does he do? He pushes, and he dangles the carrot, so that becomes an idol. So now you're looking at our Instagram, and you're looking at all these houses that you know you can't afford. But you're just dreaming and dreaming and dreaming and dreaming. And what does the dream sometimes do? It starts to poison your spirit because you start thinking that you're entitled to that. And why is God withholding that from me? Come on, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to all of us here. I don't know if God is blessing them. Well, God has blessed you, but I want what they got. God has blessed them, and God has that, and God has this. I don't understand. And then we go so far as to now, and I'm not trying to pick on anybody, but what we do sometimes is we start creating these boards and all these other things, and we have it all mapped out, and it looks like, and then we walk by it, and the stuff's not coming to pass. And then we say, God, what's wrong with you? You're not bringing the path. And God said, well, I blessed you with this. You're not even grateful for this. But you got your board all laid out. But I'm not even on the board. My name isn't even on the board. My name's not even on the board. And then we walk by the board, and the board now becomes an idol to us. And we walk by the board, and we say, I want that. I should have that. I should have that. I should have that. And then we look at the board, and we're always looking at the board, and God is saying, well, what about I just bless you with this? And we're not content within our spirit. And then when we're not content, saints, understand that now God has to start dealing with us because we're chasing after something that's not Him. Amen. Not going to hear this a lot in churches, but I'm going to preach it because we got to get free. We got to learn how to worship God. Amen. And not all of our stuff. I want stuff. I thank God for stuff. I got a lot of stuff. But stuff is not God. God is God, and I worship Him. And if He said, get rid of all this stuff, I'm willing to let it go because God is to be worshiped. Can I have an amen? Amen. So He says here, verse 6, now godliness with contentment is great gain. When you have godliness and you have contentment, then you have gained something in your life. Verse 7 and 8. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be what, y'all? It is all, and I wrote this down, it is all about perspective. It's all about your perspective. It is all about your perspective. Man, do you feel blessed? No, I don't feel blessed. Why? Well, because I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have this, and I want this, and I want that, and I don't understand why God is not bringing it into my life. What do you have? Well, I have this, I have that, I have that. God bless me with this. I mean, do you feel good about that? Well, kind of, but I want this. Well, wait a minute, when you met God, you was broke, busted, and disgusted. And then now, God bless you, and then you're not good. I want more. I got to have more. And what happens to us saints is that our pursuit of that mammon, the spirit of this age, mammon, just that Babylonian spirit, just comes upon people. And the next thing you know, I got to get something else instead of, no, I'm good. And if God leads me into something else, then praise God. But this hasn't been my driving force. I'm not being driven, I'm being led. If God leads me into the pit, and then He leads me into Potiphar's house, and then He leads me into the prison, This the same God that is going to lead Joseph into the palace. So when he gets to the palace, he's not tripping off the palace, because the same God that was with him in the pit is the same God that's with him in the palace. And the same God that was with him at Potiphar's house is the same God that's with him in the palace. And the same God that was with him in prison is the same God that was with him in the palace. So the palace doesn't mean much to me, but as long as I got God on my side, I could be at the lowest of low. And if he takes me to the highest of heights, as long as I got God, that's where my worship lies. So God blessed me with a new house. Praise God. It's all good. Is God going to be in there? That's all I care about. God blessed me with a new car. Is God going to be in there? I'm good. God blessed me. I mean, it's cool. But I'm not chasing. We're not chasing after that. We're chasing after him. And then the blessings just start flowing in your life, saints. And in doing that, what does it do? It lifts stuff off your house. When I retired from the Raiders, I'm 28 years old. I retired. I retired like in April. In June, Matt Millen, the general manager of the Detroit Lions, he called me. Barry Sanders just retired. They wanted to bring a running back like myself in. And he called me. And I had just retired. And he said, Napoleon, he said, man, I know you retired to preach and everything. I said, yeah. He said, what did Al do to you? I said, Al Davis didn't do anything to me, man. It was God. God just called me, man. I feel God is calling me to do this with my life, and this is what I'm going to do. He says, you sure? He said, we're looking for somebody just like you, man, to come in here, help us out. I said, man, you know what? And in my mind, because now I think about it, I said, man, I really could use that money right now. But in my mind, because they were going to give me a big contract, you know, even back then, it was, you know, multi-millions, whatever. And I was thinking, I'm on the phone with him. I'm like, Lord, is this you or is this? is this you, Lord? Because I can shake these babies off and I can get back out there. Take me about 4 weeks, I'll be ready to roll. But you know, the thing that was crazy is when I sat there and I'm talking to him and I'm like, Lord, is this you? I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear God say a word. And I knew in that moment that God was saying, what you going to do, You going to let him get you? You going to let Mammon get you? I knew it. I said, I'm sorry, Matt, man, I can't do it, man. I got to follow God's leading. Well, understand, there's a place in all of our lives where every single one of us is going to be tested. Is there anybody in this room that has been tested in this area in your life? What's your perspective? When you think about it, what's your perspective? And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. What's your perspective? How do you view it? Do you see, I am blessed. I don't have everything that maybe everybody else has, but I am blessed. I am grateful. God has blessed my life and sustained me. And matter of fact, I dug myself a big hole and got into a bunch of mess. It is amazing that I'm at where I'm at right now in my life, considering how God, can I have an amen? Considering how God just brought me out, considering my past, considering the things that my family went through. And how they lived, and then how God blessed me and then brought me out here and then moved here. And you start thinking about how what God did, and you stop and say, man, I am blessed. It's about perspective. Then he goes down to verse 9, and look what he says. But those who desire to be rich fall into what y'all... Okay, we're going to stop right here, because this is the first thing. When we start pursuing and desiring this, and we allow the spirit of mammon to push us, then understand the result of that is going to be temptation. The devil, the scripture says that every man is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. And when lust is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is finished, it brings forth death. So you see the progression. If Jesus said, the God of this age is coming, little g God, he's talking about Satan. He says, he's coming, but he has nothing in me. There's nothing that the devil can do to cause a hook to set into Jesus to get him to go down the path that he was wanting to go. So when we allow God to free us from unlawful desires, lust in our lives, when the devil goes fishing in your life, nothing is going to stick. Because you're not tripping off all these things. And you're not going to be driven by your lust. You're willing to be led by the Spirit. What does that do? It lifts that mammon off of you. It lifts the pressure of that spirit off of you. And so what ends up happening for every single one of us here is we allow God to sanctify our desires so they align with him. And then when temptation comes, there's nothing that the enemy has in you that he can pick on. But if you really love money, the devil's going to pass along. Say, hey, just offer him that job right there. We'll get them all off. Demon, go get them. Just tell them that you're going to give them this or give them that. Or you got a scheme over here and help them to get money. And then we're going to get them. Because they are, that's what they like. They desire that. So let's go ahead and get them. When you know, but the devil knows, because he studies you, he knows what you like and what you don't like. He knows if you're free or if you're still in bondage to mammon. But he also knows that when you have something in your spirit that is truly, truly honor, wants to honor God, when he goes fishing, man, well, I can't, it's not going to work. We got to try something else. It's not going to work, because you can offer him the job, Matt Millen, but he's not going to take it. What happens to us is we're so quick just to follow the money instead of following the finger of God. But it's going to, when this happens, when this is in us, temptation is going to be overblown and blown out in our lives. We're always going to be. So understand that those who desire to be rich, temptation is coming. And then not only temptation, look at verse 9. He says that a snare. So now we're going to get you trapped. We're going to get you trapped. There's a temptation. There's snares. And look at this. And into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. This is what happens. It's destructive, but we don't see it as destructive. Oh man, he comes up. He's coming up. You look at him, man. He's flossing, man. He got the Lambo. He got the Bentley. He got the everything, man. That's what I want. But you haven't scratched the surface on these people's lives to see what's really going on behind the Instagram post. And as we sit back and we look at this, it becomes people's pursuit. You see it in politics. You see it in the media. You see it in the music industry. You see it in television. You just see it. You just see how lust begins to drive people, and they worship the image. They worship that desire, and they want more and more money. They're never satisfied. And if you go to their houses, they're not at peace. I was talking to a guy one time. I was doing a business deal with him, and we were having this discussion, and all of a sudden his phone rang, and he starts talking to his lawyer. And as he's talking to his lawyer, he gets off the phone. This guy supposedly has all this money. He's got all this money, and he's all wealthy. And, you know, from the surface, it looks like he's really got it going on. He got off the phone with that lawyer, and he looked at me. He said to me right in my eyes, he said, I hate my life. I hate my life. It hit me like a ton of bricks when he said that to me. I hate my life. I hate it. I said, what's going on? He said, you know, everybody wants money, and it's just always about just money, and it's just, I just hate my life. And he just shook his head, and he just walked out the door. And I just said to myself, I said, man, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his soul? And what can a man give in exchange for his soul? You got all this stuff, and you just hate your life. You know how many actors hate their life? How many movie stars hate their life? I mean, just think about how Prince and these guys must have really felt when nobody was singing Purple Rain and you sitting in your room all by yourself and you got to sit with your thoughts and know all the stuff that you've been chasing all this stuff and you got all this stuff. And then now you look up and your soul is just not at ease. And then you're saying, okay, well, maybe if I just get more of this or that, and you buy that, and then it just doesn't work. And the next thing you know, you just start popping pills. And then the next thing you know, you die on the elevator. And the person that's laughing the most is the spirit of mammon. That being is sitting there, we got another one. What happens for us, saints, is we have to see that it's about our perspective. But if we don't get our perspective right, it can lead to temptation, a snare, many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Look at verse 10. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which, having strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Now understand what you just read. You don't stray from the faith having never had faith. He's not just talking about people in the world, y'all. He's talking about people who had faith. But they did what, y'all? They strayed. They strayed from the faith. And they've in their greediness pierce themselves through with many, many sorrows. We have to see that this is a problem. And when it comes to our worship, godliness with contentment is great gain. And we have to see that as people, we have to get our pursuits right. God, I'm pursuing you, your purpose in my life, and then you are going to lead me into that fruitful place. I want to follow your finger. I don't want to just follow the money. And every opportunity that you have does not mean that it is God-breathed. Yeah. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4. We're going to close with this. We're going to read this down. Every opportunity that you have does not mean that it is God. Look at this. Matthew chapter 4. We're going to read a few verses here. Jesus is being tempted by Satan. He had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And in the midst of this temptation, we pick up this dialogue here in verse 8. And we're going to close with this. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. And so we see here at the end of the day, what does the devil want you to do, saints? He wants you to worship him. And he says, in order for you to get you to do it, what is he going to do? He's going to give you what you want. I'm going to give you, I'll give you that. I'll give you the house. I'll give you the car. I'll give you the spouse. I'll give you this. I'll give you that. Just fall down. Sell your soul to me for this stuff that ultimately is perishing. God wants us to have stuff. He doesn't mind us having stuff. But our hearts have to be fixed on worshiping him even in the midst of the stuff.
A production of the Well Christian Community. This has been Times of Refreshing with our teacher and pastor, Napoleon Kaufman. As we close out our time together today, we trust and pray our time together has encouraged you in Christ, has encouraged you in your walk and relationship with Him. If it has, we'd love to hear from you. Now, there are a couple of ways you can get a hold of us. By phone, of course, the easiest, 925-292-7800. Again, you can reach us at 925-292-7800. You're also welcome to write to us. Address your envelope to the Well Christian Community, 2333 Neeson Drive. That's here in Livermore, California, the zip code 94551. Of course, you can always stop by our website. You can learn all about us at thewellchurch.net. That's thewellchurch.net. You can even take advantage of a few links, one of which will take you to our Facebook page. Or if you're on Facebook, simply look for The Well Christian Community. Don't forget, as you visit our website, take a moment and drop us an email. Let us know you paid us a visit. You can also follow Pastor Napoleon, by the way, on Twitter. His address, at Napoleon Kaufman, all one word, at Napoleon Kaufman. We thank you for spending time with us again today and look forward to seeing you next time we get together as we continue looking at God's Word for times of refreshing. Until then, may Jesus Christ be highly exalted in your life and may He bring you a peace that passes all understanding.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.